Geez, I've screwed up a name today. I've screwed up a word today. My goodness. Rough day. Rough day for the Tomster. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Of course, getting a name wrong, I've kind of made a profession of doing that. It happens at least once a week, maybe once a day. I'm not exactly sure about that. But it's not just getting names wrong. It's not remembering faces. I've talked about this before. I just don't have that thing for remembering faces and names. It's I don't know what it is, but just one of those things. It's a definite shortcoming, and it's a real pain because I've always got to ask people, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? And it's really weird because I'm looking in the mirror at the time, so it's kind of awkward at that point. But anyway, welcome to the program. Good to be with you. And a couple of questions that I have for you. Talking about how it is that you access the internet. The internet is a fact of life. It is going to be with us until the power grid is totally wiped out by electromagnetic pulse. The internet is, it's a pretty amazing place. You know, back at the beginning of the internet, I remember playing basketball. Is that even possible? With my brother in his driveway. I said, so Dick, this internet thing, what's on the internet? And he said, everything. And I said, sounds rather interesting. So that was my first real interest in getting online. But then once I did, I found myself hooked. And, of course, since then, it's just gotten better and better. Of course, for some of you, the internet has always been a part of your life, but not for all of us. But some of you, it's always been there your entire life, even when you were a little kid. And what were your parents doing letting you on the internet unsupervised? But even when you were a little kid, the internet was there. But I'm kind of curious how it is you actually access the internet, because I don't know if you have evolved. Maybe you were somebody who was hooked on your big, boxy PC. And I don't say that as a term of denigration. I'm just trying to describe a big, boxy PC. Well, come on, of course it's big compared to a tablet or a laptop, but then along came the smartphone. And if you're anything like I am, and I hope that that isn't the case, just for your sake, but if you're anything like I am, I have taken to using the smartphone more and more, and the PC less and less. Now, this is causing some internal distress because the PC really should be replaced. It's at that point where it should be replaced. And of course, when I say replaced, the old one always goes under the sledgehammer. It always goes under the sledgehammer. It doesn't. It goes under the sledgehammer. And, throw little pieces out the car window in the throughway, just to get rid of them. But I don't really do that. Don't follow my sick example. But anyway, you might have been a PC person, and then the smartphones came along, and you totally got into using the smartphone to be online. And what's really weird, I just realized this recently. Wait a minute. I haven't used the PC. I haven't used the laptop to go online, the tablet to be online in a long, long time. But the smartphone, it has replaced the PC as almost the go-to place to get my stuff done. And I want to find out what it is you actually do online. What do you do online? What are you into online? If I was to look at your browser history, before you deleted it quickly, if I were to look at your browsing history, what would I find? Would I find dating apps out the wazoo? Would I find Facebook and nothing but Facebook? Would I find documentaries and nothing but documentaries? Music videos and nothing but? I'm kind of curious. What's your thing on the internet? Because speaking only for my... Oh, let me give you the phone number. 803-0930. That is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I can only speak for myself, and that's why I'm trying to get a look into, voyeuristic look, into your life as far as what it is you look up online and what you use the internet to do, because the internet is a tool. And as I said before, it's like a multi-purpose tool, and you can use it for a million different uses, kind of like Play-Doh, I guess, or Silly Putty. You can use it for a lot, and we all have our things that we're interested in for which we use the internet. And my primary time waster? No, I don't think it is a time waster. My primary endeavors on the internet involve looking stuff up to get a better picture of what is going on, in particular, documentaries. And like I said, and again, I'd kind of be curious as to whether you are the same way, but once I watch one documentary on something, I have to watch every documentary I can find about something. Every documentary, for example, on the Battle of Gettysburg, okay? I will sit there, I'll watch the National Park Rangers tours of the Battle of Gettysburg. That's all I'll watch for an extended period of time. And then once I've sucked that dry, I move on to the next thing that tickles my fancy. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And Mom, she's got a tablet. And the only thing she uses it for, she watches her soap operas and she watches her church services. That's all she does online. Occasionally, you might see her on Facebook, but that's all she does online is what I just mentioned. So what is it that you use the tool known as the internet, for what purpose do you use it? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. After Sunday's Kansas City-Cincinnati game, I was very interested in knowing, hey, what are the people on the radio in Cincinnati saying right now about that boneheaded play and the Bengals losing to the Kansas City Chiefs? So I simply looked up a radio station with which I was somewhat familiar in Cincinnati and punched it in and listened to the Cincinnati postgame show for about a half hour, tuned it out, went to bed. And very interesting interviews in the locker room, but unfortunately, the obvious question was not asked by the reporter in the locker room, and that dealt with the Osai penalty. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So to what use do you put the internet? We had a guy earlier called in, and he's a full-time internet seller. And he sells collectibles and pretty much anything you can think of online. And that is his primary reason for being on the internet. And he's trying to do it on the cell phone, the smartphone, more now than he is on the PC. But there are things he can't do on the smartphone that he can do on the PC. And maybe you found the same thing with your smartphone. Some sites just work better when you're on a PC as opposed to when you are on your cell phone. But the cell phone, I think I've got it figured out. The cell phone has fallen into my favor because it is always nearby. It is always on. Don't need to wait for it to warm up. It's just always on. All I've got to do is click some buttons, and there I am. And if it's something that needs a little bit more finesse, a few more options, then I'll go on to the PC. All right, this is my last call for calls on this subject, and then we can move on if you guys are done with it. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you use the internet for, and what do you use to get online more than any other device in your home? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I couldn't be the only person. No, couldn't be. There have got to be some of you listening who will watch a movie on Netflix or Amazon, and the movie is of great interest to you. Maybe you watched it a few times. And then you go online, you find out more about the movie, you look for the outtakes from the movie, facts you didn't know about the movie, things they got wrong in the movie, and you take it from there. There is basically, as my brother established many years ago, everything in the world is on the internet. Some of you might use the internet for sports wagering. You know, a lot of people, you know, you ever been out at a bar I know that you guys don't go to bars, but you ever been out right before kickoff and you'll see a lot of dudes on their cell phones getting their last minute bets in. It's kind of funny to watch. All right. Well, I guess this topic sucked. I apologize for that. We'll get you another one coming up after traffic on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm sorry I've let you down today. I feel horrible. I'll carry the burden with me for at least 30 seconds. 803-0930, but I'm going to switch topics because this one sucks. All righty then. Sometimes you take a chance and it works out really well, and sometimes you take a chance and It basically nukes you. So that was one that kind of nuked me. So I'm sorry about that, man. I tried. Okay, but this is one that I've actually had in the basket for, well, a few days now. U.S. health officials want to make COVID-19 vaccinations more like the annual flu shot. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday proposed a simplified approach for future vaccination efforts, allowing most adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against the mutating virus. This means Americans would no longer have to keep track of how many shots they've needed or received, or how many months it's been since their last booster. Now, this is a proposal. It comes as boosters have become a hard sell. While more than 80% of the population has had at least one vaccine dose, only 16% of those eligible have received the latest boosters authorized in August. I wonder why that is. Why only 16% of Americans have gotten the latest boosters authorized over the summertime? So the FDA is going to ask its panel of outside vaccine experts to weigh in at a meeting that took place last week. The agency is expected to take their advice into consideration while deciding future vaccine requirements for manufacturers. So, very simple couple of questions for you. Have you been to the doctor lately? Every time you go to the doctor from like late August on, what's the question the PA asks you when you come into the room? Have you had your flu shot? What is your answer to that question? Have you had your flu shot? Are you somebody who gets the flu shot or who doesn't get the flu shot? And if you are one of the 84% of Americans who have not kept up with your boosters on your COVID shot, I'm kind of curious why not. I'm sincerely curious in why not. And I want to explain something to you. Oh, by the way, the phone number, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. I will tell you that my answer for these questions, going to the doctor, have you had your flu shot? The answer is always a very stern no, and I'm not going to. Have you had your COVID vaccine? Yes, I had two Moderna shots, I had COVID, and I am done. And nobody has given me any grief about it. Now, there is somebody in my family who has had every single recommended COVID booster shot, absolutely no ill effects whatsoever. None whatsoever. But I mentioned this the last time we talked about COVID stuff. I'm not a very good example for saying the COVID shot is evil, because to me, I mentioned this to you, my body just does not do well with vaccines. I don't know what to tell you. It just does not do well with vaccines. Didn't do well with the COVID vaccine. Then again, it didn't do well with a tetanus shot, didn't do well with rabies shots. Every vaccine I get, I seem to have an unexpected, unusual side effect. The worst by far was the shingles vaccine. The reaction, as I mentioned, was so bad that the doctor said, yeah, I don't even want you getting the second shot, because I can't risk another 106 temperature. I didn't know you're supposed to go to the hospital for that. But that was the shingles vaccine. So every one of those vaccines that I received, I had a bad effect from, including the COVID shots. It was not heart-related. Of course, I don't know how they tell. But no, it was just, as I've mentioned on many occasions, it was just inflamed legs. But I am not going to get any more COVID shots for the rest of my life. I'm not going to get them because that is a personal choice, because the fewer vaccines at this point I put into my body, the better off I'm going to be. For a very simple reason, I can only speak for myself on this issue. I don't do well with vaccines. It's that simple. I can name four vaccines, and I just did off the top of my head, where my body had a bad reaction to them. So I don't want any more shots. I'm done with shots, unless I absolutely, positively need one. And it, believe me, it ain't because I'm scared of needles. Trust me. I've had some needles put in my body that would make a lot of people cringe. So I'm kind of curious. When you go to the doctor and they say, are you getting or have you had a flu shot? What is your answer and why? I know what my answer is. I've told you why. I'm not doing any more vaccines. I'm done. At my age, I'm done. And as far as the COVID booster, no, I'm not going to get the COVID booster. It's not going to happen. I've had COVID, and basically, it's not even a question of being anti-vaccine, because I'm really not anti-vaccine, despite my individual body chemistry, because I asked my cardiologist, said, look, I had the Moderna shots, I had COVID, do you think I need the COVID boosters? He said no. And this guy's a smart dude. And it's not like he's some psychotic maniac doctor. He just said, no, I don't think you need one. Like, okay. Like, frankly, as I said, compared to the shingles vaccine, actually having COVID was nothing compared to the shingles vaccine. But when you go to the doctor, what do you say when they ask you those questions? I'm just kind of curious where you are on that. Because, you know, 84% of Americans have not gotten all of their recommended COVID boosters. And I'm wondering why, because there was a time when the COVID vaccine was the panacea, when we're all in lockdown, wearing masks and playing Yahtzee over Zoom. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So you go to the doctor. Doctor says, have you had your flu shot? Are you going to get your flu shot? Have you had your COVID shots, your boosters? Your response is what? I'm just kind of curious. And if you're just joining us late, I've decided not to get flu shots anymore, and I've decided I'm not going to get any of the COVID boosters. I had the two Moderna shots, and I had COVID, and I see no reason why I need to get boosters, and that is based on what a very reputable local cardiologist told me about the fact that I don't need boosters. And I never believed in mandates for people. But, you know, again, I cannot make this more clear. I'm not a real good test case because my body just doesn't react well to any vaccine. Doesn't matter what it is, doesn't react well to it. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And something else I really want to emphasize here, I am not scared of needles in the least. I inject myself with a nice long needle once a week, and every day another injection, which is not really the big deal. So it's not a thing about, I'm scared of needles. I mean, really? No, hardly. Let's go to Dan in Delavan. Dan, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I feel like I swung and I missed there last hour, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I had COVID before the vaccines were available, and I didn't even, you know, it was not a bad, it wasn't a bad bout of anything. You know, I barely ran a fever or anything. But the weird thing was, about 6 months afterwards, I started losing my hair. I lost patches of hair. My nails got all brittle and rigid, and then I had all kinds of skin conditions. So I went to the doctors about 6 months after I had the mild case of COVID, which was like April of 2020. And I said, hey, you know, what's going on with my hair falling out? And he said, well, did you have COVID? I'm like, how would I know? You know, I said, I think I did. But, you know, that was before they had tests and everything else. So I said, well, we can test your antibody response. And I'm like, well, let's do it. And he's like, well, yeah, absolutely. Great response. You know, you got a lot of antibodies or whatever. What do you call it? He said it was robust, whatever that meant.
Well, it means it's good.
Yeah. So I said, well, do I need to be vaccinated now that the vaccines are out? And he says, well, that's really up to you. He goes, probably not. But, you know, if you get the vaccine, you won't have to wear this mask anymore. And I'm like, you know what? I'm in. So, you know, they had one of those pop-up clinics at a Spark Fitness down on Elmwood or something like that. And I left the doctor's office. I went right there and I got my vaccine and stuff. And, they lied to us about the mask. You know, they said if you had the vaccine that, you know, you wouldn't have to wear the mask. Well, that went away, you know. So the lying part of it I didn't like, you know. And then, honestly, you know, if I got my – so my dog gets the rabies vaccine, you know, whenever it's due or whatever. Now, if my dog were vaccinated for rabies and she got rabies, I guess I'd have some questions, you know. So I had COVID, I got vaccinated, and then I got COVID again, and I got it bad. Oh, the Delta one. You know, that one just about knocked me out, just about killed my dog when she got it. You know, so, you know, my attitude is if it doesn't work, I don't want it. And if you're going to mandate it, I'm going to push back. And quite frankly, I every time I've ever gotten a flu vaccine, that's the year I get the flu, and it's always really bad. And the problem is, you know, they always say, well, you would have gotten it worse. There's no way to prove that it did anything. You know, if you don't get the vaccine, they blame it on, oh, you didn't get the vaccine. That's why you got it. And then if you get COVID or the flu and you were vaccinated, then they tell you, oh, it would have been so much worse. I don't know what to believe. All I know is when my body can handle, you know, if it handles the illness, I think that's probably the best thing for me as far as, you know, my immunity and building my immunity up to it. And quite frankly, the variants that are going around now, yeah, they're real transmissible. But I don't see them doing a whole lot of damage. I don't see them killing a whole bunch of people. So, you know, that's my take on it. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not either, but I find it very interesting. By the way, phone number is 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I had a full board of calls. They all went away for some reason. Is Dan that offensive to you? But anyway, it must be Dan. But anyway, I find it extremely interesting that the first bout of COVID you got cause those side effects because the disease itself does cause different side effects in different people. I had brain fog for months afterwards. I could not find words. You could hear me on the air, like struggling to find the right word to use. So that was kind of that was a weird, weird thing. It was a weird disease because the sickness wasn't that bad, but the post-sickness brain fog was pretty, it was pretty intense, not going to lie. But that you got more sick when you got COVID after you were vaccinated than you did when you got it before the vaccine was even out. That's fascinating.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. The first bout of COVID, I almost didn't even know. I felt a little feverish, felt a little under the weather, and just kind of wrote it off. And then, you know, when the hair started falling out, I got the skin conditions, my nails and everything, that's what I went to the doctor for. And he ran the test, said, yeah, you had COVID. You still got the antibodies and stuff. And then after one month after I was vaccinated, I came down with it bad, the Delta variant. And, it knocked the smell out. It almost killed my dog because she caught it.
Yeah, yeah. So did your hair grow back?
It did. You know, so when it came back, it came back very fine. And it was white as white could be, pure white.
Dude.
Pure white. I had a stripe. I looked like a skunk, like Jonesy from the Pussycats or whatever. But now it's grown back to the, you know, I'm kind of salt and pepper gray, and it looks like the rest of it. But it was I could sort of show you pictures. Maybe you've seen it when I come over and did some landscaping with you or whatever. But yeah, it was a weird thing, you know.
No, you never looked like a skunk to me, Dan. I didn't realize that was you. Thank you very much, Dan. Great call.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, you go. I didn't even know that I knew him. See, told you I was bad with faces. Apparently I'm bad with voices too. So anyway, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You go to the doctor. The doctor says, did you have a flu shot? What, do you take the flu shot? Is that like an annual thing that you do? I don't, and I don't anticipate ever getting the flu shot again. And they always ask, did you get, and I don't know why, because it should be in the chart. Did you get the COVID vaccine? My response is yes, and I'm not getting any boosters. Thank you very much. And I have run into absolutely no resistance from any physician that I have. Of the 88,000 physicians that I see, I've had no resistance from any of them. I have never felt as though I was discriminated against or they were going to try to force me to get a booster, because it's just real simple. I'm not going to get a booster. I got the original two Modernas. I had COVID, and I'm going to pass on any boosters. I believe my immune system is sufficient to handle these lesser variants of COVID. And Dr. Jane Orient told us when she was on many a time that the Omicron variant might be the best thing ever, because it gave more people COVID, but a lesser version of COVID, which actually built up antibodies. Let's go to Dan in Boston. Jay in Boston. Jay, you're on WBEN. Flu shot, COVID booster, where are you? Because they're starting to push the annual COVID vaccine.
Which is absolute nonsense, my friend. How are you doing?
And it's not really a vaccine. I mean, technically it's not a vaccine. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It's supposed to stop you from getting it bad.
And that's my exact point. I meet pretty much every risk factor they have. I'm 57, almost 58 years old. Little bit on the heavy side, of course, a little bit of heart problem, high blood pressure, the whole nine yards. The only reason I got the first two, and I got the Pfizer ones, was because, unfortunately, my wife was in Roswell at the time for an extended period of time, and they would not let me in without it. So I went ahead and got those first two Pfizer vaccines just to go see my girl. But after that, I'm done. The boosters, no, don't need them. They're not tested. They come out, like, what, twice a week on Saturday with a coupon and the ad? No, thank you. And the flu shots, I've given up on those, because every time I've gotten the flu shot, I've gotten the flu. And because of you, my friend, and I will tell you this honestly, the shingles vaccine, I'm scared the hell of. Well, I'm never getting that.
Well, no, time out. You cannot, I urge caution. You cannot use me as an example. I am a very rare case where pretty much any vaccine that I get as an adult, this did not happen when I was a child, but as an adult, any vaccine that I've had a bad reaction to it. You cannot judge. And I want you to keep something in mind. The pharmacist who administered the shot felt horrible. She said, I've been doing this for decades, and that is the worst reaction I've ever seen in anybody to the shingles vaccine. So don't take my experience and make your personal decision based on it, because you really don't want shingles.
I don't want shingles, but I don't want what you went through either. So I'm going to take my chance that my immune system is rock solid.
Well, you know,
I did get COVID after the vaccines a little bit later on, and ended up with a very mild case.
There's no way of knowing. Did you have a mild case because you just have a great immune system to begin with, or did the vaccine prevent you from getting a more serious case? I'd like to believe the vaccine prevented me from getting a more serious case.
And I'm sure that was my particular situation also. But before I got it, they basically told me I was going to die pretty much tomorrow morning if I didn't get this vaccine. And they're still pushing the same story, which is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, but with all the risk factors, with all the risk factors that you had, it was the decision to make at the time you made it. Because at that time, I mean, Omicron and its variants, which are around now, are not as serious as the ones that killed, you know, a lot of Americans. And if you had all those risk factors, I think you would probably do the same thing all over again. And I remember, maybe you do too, when the vaccine was in such short supply, people were trying to pull strings to make sure they got it.
Oh, and I did, because of some associations I have and a side job I do, I did have preferential treatment as a law enforcement officer, so I was able to get it early. It just happened to coincide with, again, my wife's admission in the hospital, so I took advantage of that.
Understood. By the way, before I let you go, how is your wife doing?
Unfortunately, she passed away about a year ago.
I'm very sorry.
Everything she ever did, she did 100% full rock solid. You know, so when it came time to leukemia, she went and got herself the best damn one she ever could get. And, you know, did well. But we had 33 good years, raised three good kids.
I'm so sorry, Jay. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing?
The highlight of my day is listening to you, so you can judge that.
That's not a very good thing. Jay, I appreciate the call, and I'm very, very, very sorry about your wife.
No, it's not. It is what it is.
Like, I know, but you don't have to be a tough guy. You can cry. I'm glad you called, man. Thank you. There's Jay in Boston. Very interesting. You go to the doctor, they say you're going to get the flu shot, you're going to get the COVID booster. What is your answer? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. But seriously, don't use me as any kind of a litmus test, okay? I'm a medical rarity. Seriously, I just am super, super sensitive to all vaccines. So don't look at me and say, well, if he had that reaction, I had the worst reaction this pharmacist has ever seen. So you're going to be fine, okay? You're going to be fine in all probability. By the way, let me just make reference to the idea that I'm really grateful to you guys calling in and being able to do a show in a rational way on the COVID boosters and the vaccines. Because a lot of times you open up phone lines and the extremists call in, you know, the people who, the emails I receive are legion when it comes to, Tom, this is a giant conspiracy. It's engineered by Bill Gates and Davos and the World Economic Forum. You're just not getting it. Like, okay, I think I'm going to get an alien anal probe before I understand exactly the point. But to be able to have a rational discussion about stuff like this, I appreciate that. I really do. But I just want to make it really, really, really clear. And I don't mean to talk about myself, but in this case, I think I'm going to have to. When it comes to vaccines, okay, my body has bad reactions to every vaccine that I've had as an adult, okay? Had the rabies shots, my brain swelled up with fluid. Had to have it drained with a lumbar puncture. Had the tetanus shot, made me sick for a day. Not grievously sick, just, you know, a little bit off. Not so I couldn't work, but it wasn't the end of the world. Had the shingles vaccine, had a terrible reaction to that. I thought I had COVID. That's how sick I was. 106 temperature. I was down and out. Absolutely out. And then the COVID vaccine caused, in my humble opinion, the edema in my legs, which I had never had before. But you have to put that, what I just said about the COVID vaccine, please put that in the context of the other side effects from other vaccines. There are some people, and I'm one of them, who doesn't do well with vaccines, at least not as an adult. This was never an issue as a kid. But as an adult, that's why I'm not getting flu shots. That's why I'm not getting COVID boosters, because I know my body. And I've talked to my doctors. They're totally cool with my decision. They know the history, and they're okay with it. But you need to make your decision based on consultation with your doctor and what you know about your body, because nobody knows your body better than you do. And I just encourage you to get all of the reliable information that you possibly can before you do or do not do anything. That just seems to be the reasonable and rational approach to take. And it's like anything else in life. I think you just got to beware the extremists. The extremists will always take you down roads that turn into basically, you know, wormholes and rabbit holes that you just don't want to go down. There are just some things, you know, there are just some things that that just are, because it's just the way they are. I want to thank Josh Schmidt for a fine job today. Did a better job than I did for you. Screwing up a word and a name in the same day, that's pretty rough, man. That's pretty rough.